Title: Question and Answer Melodies for Clean Mixes Beginner. All right, let's make your drum and bass melodies feel bigger, cleaner, and more professional by actually using less stuff at the same time. This lesson is all about question and answer melodies, also called call and response. The idea is simple. One musical phrase speaks, then another one replies. Instead of stacking two leads on top of each other and wondering why your mix turned into a crowded argument, we're going to make it a conversation. And indeed, NB specifically, this is a cheat code, because you already have huge subs, busy drums, and lots of high-frequency energy. Bass is not optional. Bass is the mix. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar loop where the question lead plays in bars 1 to 2, 5 to 6, 9 to 10, and 13 to 14. The answer lead plays in bars 3 to 4, 7 to 8, 11 to 12, and 15 to 16. And underneath that, you'll have a stable sub, plus simple drums that leave room for the melody to be the hook. Let's build it step by step in Ableton Live. Step 0. Set up your session. Set your tempo to something in the classic DDNB range, 172 to 175 BPM. I'd pick 174. Make sure you're in 4/4. Now create these tracks: a drums track, a sub bass MIDI track, a question lead MIDI track, an answer lead MIDI track, and optionally a pad or Atmos track if you want a little background texture later. One workflow tip. For this lesson, arrangement view is your best friend. If you've got a second screen, open a second window so you can keep things visible. But no stress if you don't. Just keep it simple and stay organized. Step 1. Make a drum foundation that leaves room. We're not trying to win an award for most hats. We're trying to create a pocket. Start with a 1-bar DNB pattern and loop it. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Then add hats or shuffles, 8th notes or 16ths with a little swing. If you want a quick Ableton move, put your drums in a drum rack. Then try a groove like swing 16-65, but keep it subtle. A little groove goes a long way in DNB. If you're using drum buss on the drums, keep it gentle, a bit of drive, and be careful with boom because we're already going to have sub. You can add a touch of transience if the drums need some bite. Teacher note here. One of the biggest reasons beginner DNB mixes feel messy is constant high-frequency transience. If your hats are going tick-tick-tick non-stop, your leads will feel smaller because they never get a clean moment to speak. You can keep the energy without making it constant. Step 2. Create a stable sub bed so the melodies can talk. For beginners, stable is the goal. The sub doesn't need to be doing gymnastics. Let the leads do the conversation. Create a MIDI track and load operator. On oscillator A, choose a sine wave. For the amp, envelope. Fast attack. Decay around 300 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain very low or all the way down and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You want notes that end cleanly and don't smear. Pick an easy DNB-friendly key like F minor or G minor. Write a 2-bar sub pattern with long notes or a simple rhythm. Keep it sparse. A classic kind of root movement could be something like F to E back to F, but the exact notes matter less than the vibe. Consistent, grounded, supportive. Processing-wise, keep it basic. EQ 8. Don't high-pass your sub fundamentals. If it's boxy, you can make a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Saturator. Soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB, just to help it translate on smaller speakers. Compressor is optional, but if you use it, keep it subtle, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And one non-negotiable. Keep the sub mono. Add utility and set width to 0%. Clean low-end is focused low-end. Step 3. Choose a question sound that owns a specific range. The question is your main speaker. It's the hook voice. Create a MIDI track for the question lead and load wavy-table. Pick a bright but controlled sound. A saw-based sound is fine. If you're unsure, start from init and build it simple. Use a low-pass filter, maybe LP24, and set it somewhere like 3 to 8 kHz depending on how bright you want it. Then do a quick clean chain. EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't mess with your sub. If it gets harsh, you can dip a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Add echo, set it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8, low feedback, and inside echo, cut lows below about 300 Hz. Add reverb, decay around 1 to 2 seconds, low cut 300 to 600 Hz and keep the wet level modest. The reason we're doing all these low cuts isn't because mixing rules. It's because reverb and delay love to smear low mids. And low mids are where DNB mixes go to die. Step 4. Write the question phrase. Set your loop to 2 bars. Now here's your first big composition win. Don't start by writing a scale run. Start by writing a rhythm. Try this, Place one repeated pitch, just one note, and write a two-bar rhythm that feels catchy. Rests are mandatory. Literally force yourself to leave space. Once the rhythm feels good, then assign pitches using your key. In F minor, your notes are F, G, AB, BB, C, TB, IB. In G minor, G, A, PB, C, T, EB, F. Keep the question short. 3 to 6 notes total is enough. Aim to start on the root and end on something that feels a bit unresolved, like the second or third scale degree, so it naturally begs a reply. Then duplicate the two-bar phrase and change just one thing at the end. One note is enough. Microvarination makes it feel intentional without becoming busy. Extra coach tip. Think turn-taking, not just muting. End the question with a shorter note, a little more staccato, so it feels like it steps back and leaves the mic open for the answer. Step 5. Design an answer sound that's different, but compatible. The answer shouldn't be the question's twin. Different lane, same world. You can use another wavetable or use analog. The important thing is contrast. Maybe the answer is a bit lower in register, like a pluck around G3 to C4, while the question lives more around C4 to C5. Or the answer has a shorter envelope and tighter release. Or it's darker and more band limited. Suggested chain. This audio version is shortened for playback.